It's 10:45 degrees. We are Bob and Marianne in the morning on a Thursday morning. It's April the 5th, and I've been looking forward to this for a while now. About a month or so ago, I got a little sick, and I needed someone new to read. Bob
little
was
a more than a month.
A little bit more than a month.
Six
okay,
weeks
all right, be. 6 weeks. I said a month or so. Okay, and I needed someone new to read, and I felt like I was out of authors. I had no idea, so I went online and I started looking, and I found this author. And the book looked really, really good and intrigued me. So you were in Barnes & Noble. You were in Barnes & Noble, and you said you were looking there. You found it. But you said there was a series. I said, okay, buy me the whole series. That's the way I read. Buy me the whole series. I'll give it a try. So on with us now is John Lutz. Good morning, Mr. Lutz.
Good morning, Marianne.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm glad you read my book, even though you were sick.
Wait a second. I have to tell you, first of all, you've turned me around because I normally don't do men. All right. Mm-hmm. Don't take that in the wrong way.
No,
I prefer a woman author, but I'm not saying you write like a woman. I enjoyed your books. I read the whole Frank Quinn series within, I'd say, 2 weeks.
That's terrific. Actually, most of my readers, I think, are women.
Well, you write wonderfully. That series was just absolutely great. And what I do, I'm going to introduce you to my husband, Bob. Bob, this is John Lutz. John Lutz, this is Bob.
Yeah, how do you do? I'm going to call you John because I'm older than you. So she said Mr. Lutz.
Very good, Bob.
All right, look, we're both constant readers. I feel, too, like I've read everything that there is that I want to read. I'm glad to discover you as well. Well, that was, I went to Barnes & Noble, and I got... there were six books in the, or there are six books in the Quinn series, and they didn't have number one. Okay, so I bought two through six, and Mare started reading them, read two. She said it was okay that she didn't read one because she had enough referrals back to her. Anyway, she read them, five books?
In a couple of weeks.
In a couple of weeks. I'm starting number five. To number four today.
Number four, Urge to Kill.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Fabulous. Just you're wonderful. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been writing for a long time because, though you're older than I am, I'm still pretty old.
No.
And I've always enjoyed the Lawrence Sanders books, The First Deadly Sin, and I think New York's a terrific place to set a novel. So. I had done some Private Eye series before that. I had a Private Eye series set in Florida, the Carver novels that are for sale, so still not for sale.
Fred Carver, right?
Fred Carver.
Fred Carver, okay.
So I decided to do a serial killer book set in New York, and I did some standalones and finally settled on the character Frank Quinn. Mm-hmm. The latest one is Serial, and if you like the other ones, Pulse will be out in late June.
Oh, that's the one. Okay, Pulse.
Oh, this is Quinn.
Mm-hmm, Quinn, Frank.
All
Quinn.
Right, so
and Pearl
yeah.
and Fetterman.
Yes, Pearl will be in it. Fetterman will be in it.
Okay, you know who? All right, because you left it hanging. You left it hanging with Pearl. Was it Pearl and? Wait a minute. Wasn't there someone else that came in with Pearl?
There's Penny, who was involved with Fetterman.
That's what it was. Okay, Penny and Fetterman. So they're going to get together, right?
I haven't gotten to that yet.
But no, I'm not going to say.
All right. I have to tell you, though, I love Pearl's mother. I think the two of them together, you just captured it. There are times in the book, even though it's a serial killer book, where it's serious and you got kind of like get on the edge of your seat, I chuckled out loud because I heard myself talking to my mother.
Yeah, well, I get good feedback on Pearl's mother.
I like Pearl's mother a lot.
It's fun to write.
Let me ask you, John, are you a happy guy?
Basically, yeah, I am a happy guy.
Because you gotta upset yourself sometimes in what you're writing, don't you? I mean, do you ever scare yourself?
No, not really. I've been asked that. I'm so involved with technique and the actual structuring of the thing that I'm not... you know, I'm off to the side looking at myself doing it. I'm not really, I don't feel the emotions or anything like that.
All right, now I'm going to ask you a question. Now, obviously, I finished Frank Quinn, and I'm waiting for Pulse to come out in June. Which series would you tell me to go to next? If I just absolutely was in love with Frank Quinn, which one would be most like that one you just wrote?
Well, that would be the Carver series.
Okay, go to Carver.
There's an earlier series, the Nudger series. The Carver series is on sale at openroadmedia.com.
Okay, I'm writing this down.
There's a, at Speaking Volumes, I guess it's .com, there's another series set here in St. Louis, an older series, the Nudger series, and it's done in a lighter vein. Nudger's kind of a schlemiel detective, and he's in the wrong business.
Well, that's like Fetterman being on the golf course.
Yeah,
it was just great.
You know, I was interested when you said most of your readers are women. Would you agree with this or not? And you certainly know better than I that frequently readers of fiction put themselves in the role of a main character, even a secondary character. Isn't he almost like a wishful thinking? Boy, who wouldn't like to be this person I'm reading about? Do you agree with that?
Yeah, sure. Well, that's what the writer's trying to do, achieve reader identity with the character.
Yeah, one of my favorites ever, Lee Child, and my favorite character maybe ever fictional, certainly one of them, is Jack Reacher.
I like Lee Child's work. He's got there's some energy there that you don't find.
Well, here's a question. How do you find time to read? How do you read if you're...
I don't have as much time to read as I would like, but I do read. I read some of the same kind of stuff I write, and I read nonfiction. But I wish I had more time to read.
It's a great pastime, and it's something that I think, you know, obviously not this kind of books you're going to get into the school system, but you get kids started in reading early, and later on they do go on to this.
Yeah, look, you're reading a lot of you bring a lot of pleasure to a lot of people, and
it's pleasure by reading, but also I think he brings a lot of awareness to people. Like when I read books like yours, it makes me more aware of what's going on around me. Okay, be a little bit more careful with your computer. Be a little bit more careful when you go out on the streets. And you stop and you think about these things, and it's things that you don't think of normally during your everyday routine, but you read, and then in the back of your mind saying, oh my God, this really could happen.
Yeah, sure.
Well,
make
that's
people
the good
aware.
Thing about writing serial killer books.
That's
great. They're kind of the monsters of our society, and people know they do exist.
Yeah, so I want to thank you personally. You've made me afraid to go out of the house and afraid to stay in the house.
Well, it's my aim to disturb your sleep.
Well, also, you've also disturbed my housework, because there's times where I just sat there and just let everything go to the side because I didn't want to put your books down.
Yeah, but you don't have to worry about your housework.
Nah, heck with it. But Pulse is coming out in June. And it is a Frank Quinn series.
Right.
All right, so it's picking up. So I'm very happy about that. We're going to have you on, if you don't mind, right before June, so we can tell our listener friends again about it coming up. And maybe you can send me a book and we can give it away or whatever.
Definitely.
Okay. All right.
Enjoy that.
Well, thank you so much for coming on with us. And
well,
we
you.
Will talk to you soon. And enjoy the holidays, whatever you celebrate.
John Lutz, it's been a real pleasure. Keep those books coming.
Okay, I do. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.